This is the Grok Radio Show. And now, here's your host, Mr. Grok.
Hey, and welcome to the first Music Surge for 2016. This is your host, Minister Grok. We're going to start off with a song by The Rock Worship. This is Love, Love, Love.
Is anybody ready to keep on lifting up the name of Jesus? Yeah, yeah. Come on, you sing. What is this thing that set me free? The chains it had a hold on me. This wondrous power that gave me life, yeah, comes in my heart and satisfies. It's in your eyes that I can see, yeah. This love you have won't ever fail me. You keep me safe close to your heart, Jesus. The greatest joy that leads me on. And oh, and oh, it's your light that set me free. Yeah. And oh, it's your love that
lets me. Here we go. It's your love.
It's your love, love, love. Restore my life.
Since we've had a chance to bring you the best in Christian music, we're going to keep going now with something from Anthem Lights, You Have My Heart.
My feet are on the ground and my eyes look to the clouds, 'cause I know my heart belongs to you. And the air I'm breathing in is the hope I'm living in, 'cause I know one day I'll be with you.
All I can
Christian bands of all time has got to be Stryper. This is from their 2015 album. It's called King of Kings.
Believe in gold. Do you sacrifice?
Check out CYIWorldwide.com. CYIWorldwide.com, home of Grok Radio. Free music downloads, advice, prayer, and support. CYIWorldwide.com. Do you grok?
Father God, this is my prayer for the nation. We call on Jehovah, the provider, my ruler, my savior and king. I call on Jehovah, the one who save and keep and can change anything. Jehovah, even in a time like this with the financial crisis, Jehovah, for you alone, can help us to fight this. Father God, you are the one me I depend on. We can be through these times of hardship and frustration. Sometimes the struggles and the pressures is so high. Days go by, food me can't even buy. One day me I read my Bible and book up on a scripture. Say Matthew 6:35, just paint a brand new picture. Say me no need for worry, no need for have no doubt. Just seek the Father and he will make a way out. Jehovah, the provider, me ruler, the savior and king. I call on Jehovah, the one who save and keep and can change anything. Jehovah, even in a time like this with the financial crisis, Jehovah, for you alone, can help us to fight this. Free all of the mothers where you suffer, for the children them we always have free beer in the gutter, from the east. Free all of the prostitutes, some are selling bodies, we send them children go to school, from the east. Free all the kingpins and drugs, lad, who are traffic the drugs. Listen, nigga, I'm proud. From the east, free all of the murderers, thieves, and all who are playing number two. I call on Jehovah, me provider, me ruler, me savior and king. I call on Jehovah, the one who save and keep and can change anything. Jehovah, even in a time like this with the financial crisis, Jehovah. To fight this. Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, the King and Creator, I come to you about this land which is known as Jamaica. I put a lot of problems and many situations, from the government to the smaller population. I pray for all the representatives of parliament, break all the feuds, contention, mismanagement. For we grow power come great responsibilities, so bring them back to the face of reality. Jehovah, the provider, me ruler, me savior and king. I call on Jehovah, the one who save and keep and can change anything. Jehovah, even in a time like this with the financial crisis, Jehovah, for you alone, can help us to fight this. Father God, you are the one me I depend on. If we carry through these times of hardship and frustration, sometimes the struggles and the pressures is so high. Days go by, food me can't even buy. One day me I read my Bible and book up on a scripture. Saint Matthew 6:25 just paint a brand new picture. Say me no need for worry, no need for have no doubt. Just seek the Father and he will make a way out. Jehovah, me provider, me ruler, me savior and king. I call on Jehovah, the one who save and keep and can change anything. Jehovah, even in a time like this with the financial crisis, Jehovah, the provider, me ruler, the savior and king. I call on Jehovah, the one who save and keep and can change anything. Jehovah, even in a time like this with the financial crisis, Jehovah, for you alone, can help us to fight this.
And now we have some brand new music from Skillet.
Target on my back, lone survivor, lass. They got me in the sights. No surrender, no trigger fingers go. Living the dangerous life. Hey, 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 every day when I wake, I'm trying to get up, they're knocking me down.
Chewing me up, spitting me out.
Hey, 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 when I need to be saved, you're making me strong, you're making me stand. Shot like a rocket up into the sky, nothing can stop me tonight. You make me feel invincible, earthquake powerful, just like a tidal wave. You make me brave, you're my titanium fight song, raising up like the roar of victory in a stadium. Who can touch me, cause I'm who can stop me tonight? You make me
listening to Music Surge on Grok Radio, playing Christian music that doesn't suck.
Is the United States in Bible prophecy? The Lord has surely used the light of America to bring the gospel to the whole world. But what is our role as the end of the age approaches? This is Mary Danielson with 2 Minute Warnings. Some today speak of dark shadows of judgment hovering over our nation. No doubt the abortion statistics, gross immorality, and unbridled greed, combined with a wholesale cynicism toward the gospel, do not bode well for the future of our nation. And it certainly appears that our international importance is eclipsing, while nations in the Eastern Hemisphere are more and more gaining global influence. In addition, Timothy's warning of perilous times fits like never before, as we see men being lovers of self, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, unthankful, and unholy, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, and lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Relying on a self-righteous form of godliness instead of trusting in the finished work of Christ, they're inoculated against the truth so as to be saved. But not only does this apply to Americans, it applies to sinful men the world over. We do not see the United States as the focal point of prophecy. Rather, due to a more progressive political trajectory since 2008, there are more changes to our American world than we could ever have imagined only a few short years ago. Prophecy tells us to expect a leadership vacuum in the last days that will be filled by the rise of a European superstate from which will come Antichrist, as prophesied in the book of Daniel. Israel will then take center stage as God once again begins to deal with his chosen people in the time of Jacob's trouble, also called the Great Tribulation. As disheartening as it seems to Americans to see their nation begin to blend seamlessly with a global socialist governing paradigm, we also need to realize that these things must take place before the fulfillment of all things. This is Mary Danielson with today's 2-Minute Warning.
It is well.
Well, what do you say we have a little dance music? This is Lights Go Out Around the World.
Thank you. listening to Music Surge on Crack Radio, playing Christian music and it doesn't suck.
Hi, I'm not here right now, but leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Hiya, it's God here. We need to talk. Could you get back to me?
End of messages.
Ty, Brazzle, come on. Ride with me, yeah. I'm about to take you on a journey, yeah. Ride with me, yeah. A journey through my life.
Hey, ride with me. I just wanna give you some insight, a look into my life. I know you seeing me looking in from the outside, but you don't know the half, homie. Let me introduce myself. Come on in, ride with me. Youngin' from the streets of Memphis, 90s baby. Mama almost lost me in the womb, yeah. I would've been her second child to lose, but God saw different. He gave provision for a blessed miracle. Come on in, ride with me. Just a little heathen in fourth grade. Stole my pops Eminem CDs and stay up memorizing the lyrics. That's when I told myself that one day I would be the next great MC. Hey, ride with me. 10 years old. See my parents grow apart, they really damaged my soul. But mama played the role of superwoman. She kept us in the house by taking out them loans. We still in debt from that steady financial deficit. All that glitters ain't gold. Realities that I'm seeing looking less beautiful. I always believed that everyone had good intentions, but this innocent world started to seem so cold. Come on in, ride with me, yeah. Right through my rebellion. Staying home on Sunday, ain't got time to hear the reverend. I'm too busy with my homies getting faded. We already high. Why you trying to get to heaven? Look, one had turned to two, two had turned to three. We wasn't enough, so we pour up the codeine. Blend it with the Sprite, got the purple drink. And mix it with the bars, got me hooked like a fiend. Come on and ride with me. Drug money, had to plug money. Get it off and get them bands running, yeah. Cause everybody wanna be the dope boy. I just follow suit, cause everyone I know was, yeah. Deep off in the game, yeah. And they say players don't change, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they say players don't change. But them blue lights will make you contemplate. Yeah, hey, ride with me, yeah. Staring at the wall in my jail cell. Wondering how in the world I got here, yeah. Facing multiple charges, I'm calling the garden. I know that I turned away and I know I deserve to pay what the price is. But then at that moment of weakness, I felt God spoke so clear, yeah. He said, son, I love you and I've been planning this moment before you ever was born. And I just really want you to understand, yeah, that you was made for a purpose and you got a destiny, yeah. And I wanna bless you. You know I got the power to set you free, yeah. You know I got the power to give life eternally. This is everything you've been searching for. Just surrender everything, I'll give you everything and more. Just let go and give me all control. Just come and ride with me, yeah. I've never been the same since. That's the day I found the reason I exist. I'ma pay it forward, homie, you was predestined and chosen. Don't let the enemy deceive you. Truth will set you free. Listen to the sweet sound of freedom. Listen to the sweet sound of freedom. The truth will set you free. Listen to the sweet sound of freedom. Jesus gave it all, so won't you give it all to Jesus? Yeah. Ride with me.
We got time for a few more Christian songs that don't suck. Let's have some new music from Johnny Diaz. This is Breathe.
Screaming, bare feet hit the floor. Yeah, it's off to the races. Everybody out the door. I'm feeling like I'm falling behind. It's a crazy life. 90 miles an hour, going fast as I can. Trying to push a little harder, trying to get the upper hand. So much to do in so little time. It's a crazy life. It's ready, set, go. It's another wild day when the stress is on the rise. Just breathe, come and rest at my feet and be, just be. Chaos calls,
but all you really need is to just breathe. Third cup of Joe just to get me through the day. Wanna make the most of time, but I feel it slip away. I wonder if there's something more to this crazy life. I'm busy, 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 and it's no surprise to see that I only have time for me, me, me. There's gotta be something more to this crazy life. I'm hanging on tight to another wild day. When it starts to fall apart in my heart, I hear you say, just breathe, just breathe. Come and rest at my feet. And be, just be. Chaos calls, but all you really need is to take it in, fill your lungs. The peace of God that overcomes. Just
about that time of the show for some JCHC music. First up, this is The Infirmities. No punk influences, one by one.
Get your gun!
one more. This is Living Fire, Psalm 100. Next up is my friend Ninja Scroll. Gonna get some truth out there. This is Ask Alice Bailey.
The following is a 10-point plan by Alice Bailey to destroy the Christian family structure and bring in the new world order. Is it happening today? Point one of the 10-point plan of Alice Bailey is take God out of the schools and teach daily. No consequence for your actions. Evolution, survival of the fittest. Charles Darwin's pollution. 1962 Supreme Court ruling said the Bible was unconstitutional for schooling. Prayer to the one true God was taken out. Corrupt kids and program sheep without a doubt. Point two says diminish parental authority. Teachers in school should have superiority. The agents sent to indoctrinate our kids to accept the whole one world fate. They want a generation that's raised by the state. Mixed up morals and values they can't contemplate. It's similar to mind control and mind rape. No parents there to mold their minds to good shape. Point three, destroy the Christian family structure. Take the father from the head of the house. Put the mother in charge. Make it hard for the dad to find work. Make him feel like a helpless man with no worth. Break him down to the point that he is a beginner. Mom's off to work, now she is the only breadwinner. As she's lost her respect for her man, she can't hide the fact that her husband really can't provide. Point four, make abortion legal and easy to get and have sex with no regrets. People use it as a form of sex contraception. Term like the word fetus, straight deception. All part of the man's diabolical plot to depopulate the whole earth a lot. The world rots with the stench of death. Corrupt system that gives more rights to animals that are living. Point five, forget being married for life. Get divorced easily from your husband or wife. Don't think twice, cheat, find your showmate. Live your life to the fullest, that's the way that it is. And do without will, that's the whole of the law. Party life is the end of your life, and do it all. Go out, do your thing, leave your spouse at the crib, and forget about every bad thing that you did. Point six says, make homosexuality an alternative to living traditionally. Living morally, incest, bestiality is okay, as long as both parties agree. You can see from history, societies fall when man decides to uphold immoral laws. Unnatural affection, change complexion of America, going in the wrong direction. Point seven, debate start and make it run mad, ungodly. Could this be the case today, oddly? Movies and music filled with pornographic and violent images is way too drastic. Made to shape and mold minds like plastic. Power to
to break down the morals that Jesus Christ has given us to live everyday life. Point H says, use the media to promote and change the mindset of everyday folk. It's no joke how they use the news owned by a few rich men to distort our views. On two, they use techniques to hypnotize and dissect. It's called the Hegelian dialect. Direct mind control aimed at you, designed to make you think how they want you to. Point nine, the goal is to try to create the one world religion done through the interfaith in which Christianity will have no place. All praying to the same God is what they'll say. They'll insist we coexist in all chant words with the Buddhists and Muslims, prayers that's never heard. Cause the gods they pray to, the statues and idols, not alive like the true living God of the Bible. Point ten, get the government involved with this. Politicians make laws for this. Make it seem like it's good for the world and that everything's bliss. Make the people all fall for this. Get the church to endorse it. The plan of Alice Bailey, you can see implemented into our lives daily. Through the court system and the votes get overturned. Your vote don't really count, it's what you just learned. You think people be marching and will be concerned as our big constitution is steadily burned. Christianity, the family drowned in the water. Luciferian plans of the new world order.
All right, we've reached the end of another show, but don't worry, we'll be back next week with a brand new episode. We've got tons of great music to introduce you to, and hey, we'd love to hear your feedback. You could send your feedback via our website, cyworldwide.com, and be sure to check out all of the great music podcasts there, news stories, and tons of stuff. We've got all the things you need to engage in Christian culture. And it's been a pleasure having you. We'll try not to make it so long before the next show. And we're going to leave you now with V. Rose, No Better You. God bless. See you next episode.
I feel like hiding out underneath my hoodie some days. I just don't feel pretty some days. I admit that. I bet you didn't know I get like that. Wishing I was someone else instead. Hey, but then I finally tell myself, stop. You don't need to be with your not. Nobody to be better than you. So do what you do for God. Sometimes we wish we were someone else, but you gotta take a look at yourself and know that nobody else in the world can be a better you. A better you.
Better, yeah, oh, be a better, yeah, oh.
listening to Grok Radio. Be sure to check out our website at cyiworldwide.com.